सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः। सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः हलन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे द्वितीयः पाठः, जुलै मासस्य षड्विंशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमान् मायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरास्मिन् व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य प्रवृत्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। हकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गाः अधीयन्ते। तत्र हकारान्तानां साधारणं कार्यं भवति होढः इत्यनेन पदान्ते हकारः अस्ति चेत् तस्य ढकारः आदेशो भवति। यः लिह् इत्यस्य लिट् लिड्भ्यां लिड्भिः इत्यादौ भवति। तस्य अपवादत्वेन सूत्रं प्रोक्तं दादेर्धातोर्थः स एव हकारान्तः। यदि धातुः ढकारादिः धातुः भवति तर्हि ढकारस्य स्थाने अथवा ढकारः न भवति, तस्य स्थाने घकारः आदेशो भवति इत्यर्थः। यथा दुघ् धातोः हकारस्य स्थाने घकारादेशे दुघ्। अत्र तु घकारे कृते तस्य झषन्तत्वात् भष्भावोऽपि भवति। एकाचो वशो भष् झषन्तस्य धोः इत्यनेन आदेः दकारस्य स्थाने धकारादेशोऽपि भवति। तेन हलादिषु प्रत्ययेषु धुक् धुग्भ्यां धुग्भिः इत्यादि रूपाणि, अजादौ तु किमपि कार्यं नास्ति, दुहौ दुहः इत्यादि। इदानीं तत्रैव मिलति चत्वारः धातवः सन्ति। द्रुह जिघांसायां द्रोग्धि आदादिकः धातुः। द्रोह इस् जिघांसा, हन्तुमिच्छा जिघांसा इत्युच्यते, स एव द्रोहः। मुह वैचित्ये मोहः नाम चित्तविकारः। यु डु नाट् नो द मैण्ड् गेट्स् एजिटेटेड् और् डिस्टर्ब्ड् इस् काल्ड् मोह। स्नुह उद्गिरणे स्नुह धातुः षकारः, षकारस्य स्थाने सकारादेशो भवति। उद्गिरणे उद्गिरणं नाम संथिङ्ग् विच् स्पर्ट्स् औट् स्प्रौट्स् औट्। स्निह प्रीतौ स्नेहः, स्नेह इस् अफेक्षन्। फोर् दीस् फोर् धातुस् यदि दृहधातुः किम् अस्ति, दकारादिः धातुः, तेन दकारादिः हकारान्तः इत्यनेन दादेर्धातोर्थः इत्यनेन घत्वं प्राप्नोति। अन्येषां धातूनां तु होढः इत्यनेन घत्वं प्राप्नोति। सर्वेषां क्विप्रत्ययः क्रियते, एस् यू शेड् फार् आल् धातुस् यु डु कर्तरि क्विप् वै क्विप् च। सो वन्स् यु डु क्विप् बिकास् आफ़् कृदन्त इट् बिकम्स् अ प्रातिपदिक। सो दृह् इत्यस्य दादित्वात् नित्यं घत्वे प्राप्ते, दादिः धातुः इत्यनेन दादेर्धातोर्घः इत्यनेन नित्यमेव घत्वं प्राप्नोति पदान्ते। अन्येषां नित्यं घत्वे प्राप्ते, अन्ये ये धातवः मुह श्नुः श्निः इति, तेषां होढः इत्यनेन घत्वं प्राप्नोति वा। दृह मुह श्नुः श्निहाम् इति अग्रिमं सूत्रं। पदद्वयं वा इति विकल्प्यते एतेषां चतुर्णां धातूनां, द्रुह मुह श्नुह श्निः। किं दादेर्धातोर्घः वा द्रुह मुह श्नुः श्निः, घत्वं विकल्पेन भवति इत्यर्थः। सूत्रक्रमः स एव, होढः दादेर्धातोर्घः वा द्रुह मुह श्नुः श्निः, एतेषां चतुर्णां धातूनां घत्वं विकल्पेन भवति इत्यर्थः। तत्र दृहधातोः नित्यं घत्वं प्राप्तम्, अन्येषां घत्वस्य प्राप्तिरेव नासीत्, उभयोः विकल्पः अनेन क्रियते। तेन इयम् उभयविभाषा अनुवृत्तिस्तु तथैव, झलि इत्यनुवर्तते अन्ते पदस्य इत्यधिकारः अन्ते इत्यनुवर्तते, झलिपदान्ते च हकारस्य स्थाने होढः इत्यतः हः इति अनुवर्तते। हकारस्य स्थाने घः, दादेर्धातोर्थः इति सूत्रात् घः इति अनुवर्तते, घकारः भवति वा विकल्पेन। येषां हस्य वा घः स्यात् झलि पदान्ते च इति सूत्रार्थः। पक्षेढः घकारः यदा न भवति वा इत्युक्तत्वा विकल्पेन भवति, यदा घकारः न भवति तदा किं स्यात् इति चेत् होढः इत्यनेन ढत्तुं भवति. धृक् धृग् धृट् धृड् दृह् इति धातुः, धातोः सुप्रत्ययः प्रत्ययस्य लोपे कृते दृह् इत्यस्ति. हकारस्य स्थाने आदौ घत्वं वा दृहमुहश्निहश्निहाम् इत्यनेन घत्वं दृघ् इति जातम्. इदानीम् एकाचो बशो भष् इत्यनेन बशः डकारस्य स्थाने ढकारः धृक् धृघ्. जष्टुं भवति वावसाने इति चत्वविकल्पे धृक् धृग् इति रूपद्वयं. घत्वस्य अभावे दृह् इति स्थिते हकारस्य स्थाने धत्तुं होढः इति ढकारः दृढ् इति भवति. अत्रापि एकाचो भषो भष् इति भवति, यतोहि ढकारोऽपि झष्. सो धृढ् जष्ट्वे चत्वे कृते धृट् धृड्. चत्वारि रूपाणि प्रथमैकवचने. दृहौ दृहः अजादौ विभक्तौ किमपि नास्ति. पुनः फलादिषु भ्यां हिस् इत्यादिषु रूपद्वयं. धत्वे कृते दृढ्भ्यां भवति, धत्वे कृते दृढ्भ्यां भवति. दृहौ दृहः अजादिषु दृढ्भ्यां दृढ्भ्याम् इति रूपद्वयम् अन्येषु फलादिषु विभक्तिषु. कथम् एकवचने किं भवति? धृक्षु धत्वे कृते दृह् सु इत्यस्ति. धत्वे कृते दृघ् सु वशः स्थाने भष्भावे कृते दृघ् सु जस्त्वं दृघ् सु आदेशप्रत्ययोः उत्तरेण सकारस्य षत्वं भवति दृघ्षु. गकारस्य स्थाने खरिच इति सत्वे धृक्षु इति एकमेव रूपम्. धत्वपक्षे तु ढकारे कृते तस्य जस्वेन भष्वावे तस्य जस्वेन डकारे कृते धृड् सु इत्यस्ति. दस्ति धृत् इत्यनेन वैकल्पिकः धृडागमः भवति. धृडागमे तत्त्वे कृते धृक्सु इति एकं रूपं, तदभावे धृक्सु इति रूपत्रयम्. तेन किं प्रथमैकवचने चत्वारि रूपाणि, तृतीयादिषु तृतीयाद्विवचनादिषु रूपद्वयं, सप्तमी बहुवचने रूपत्रयम्. एवं महत् श्नुः स्नुः. सो सेम् थिङ्ग् विल् हेपन् फार् देम् एक्सेप्ट् दट् दर् इस् नो भष्भावम्. स्टेप् इन्वाल्विङ्ग् एकाचो बशो भष् विल् नाट् अप्लै बिकास् देर् आर् नो बश् लेटर्स् इन्वाल्व् हियर्. सो इट् विल् हेव् मुक् मुग् मुट् मुड् मुग्भ्यां मुग्भ्यां मुक्षु मुटुत्सु मुत्सु रूपाणि एवमेव. यस् दट् वन् स्टेप् विल् नाट् स्टाप्. इदानीम् अन्यः हकारान्तः शब्दः विश्वं वहति इत्यर्थे. हि हु क्यारीस् बेर्स् द वर्ल्ड् इत्यर्थे वह् धातोः णि इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते. वहश्च इति सूत्रेण सः प्रत्ययः णित्. णित् प्रत्ययः यत्र भवति तत्र सर्वत्र वृद्धिः भवति. जनरली द पर्पस् आफ् हेविङ्ग् सम् सफिक्स् एस् णित् इस् टु ब्रिङ्ग् अबौट् वृद्धि यूजुवलि फार् द प्रकृतिभाव फार् द प्रकृति. सो हियर् वह् गेट्स् उपधावृद्धि बै अत उपधायाः, तेन वाह् इति भवति. प्रत्ययस्य वकारस्य वेरप्रत्ययस्य इत्यनेन लोपः. सो सी देर् आर् टू थिङ्ग्स् विच् केन् हेपन् सच् प्रत्ययास् वेन् यु हेव् क्विप् आर् क्विन् आर् नी. आल् दीस् आर् काल्ड् सर्वापहारि प्रत्ययाः. सर्व अपहारि मीन्स् आल् द प्रत्यय भाग इस् आल्वेस् डिलीटेड् सो दट् यु डु नाट् हियर् द प्रत्यय अट् आल्. And in some cases, there is no change in prakriti. Like we saw, say, lih. You have lih, you do quip. And you remove the quip and it still remains lih. Now it is a pratiparika. Mm-hmm. But there are some cases where even though the pratyaya is not heard, that is, the pratyaya is deleted, there is some karya which has happened in the prakriti because of the pratyaya. As in this case, there is a vriddhi which has occurred in vah. Initially it was vah, now it has become vah. So even though you don't hear the pratyaya, there could be some karya which was occurred because of that pratyaya. So
वृद्धौ कृतायां वेरवृत्तस्य अर्चनेन वकारस्य लोपः विश्वं वाह इत्यस्ति उभयोः उपपदसमासः क्रियते. उपपदमति इत्यनेन समासे कृते प्रत्ययस्य लोपः विश्वम् इत्यत्र अं प्रत्ययस्य लोपो भवति. इन् समास आल्वेस् द प्रत्यय गेट्स् डिलीटेड् बै तुपोधातु प्रातिपदिकयोः. सो यु एण्ड् अप् वित् विश्ववाह् ओके विच् इस् आर् प्रातिपदिक. वृत्तधितसमासाश्च इत्यनेन अस्य प्रातिपदिकसमयः विद्यते. So, you do not need to know this prakriya actually. I mean, in the current stage, you can easily start saying Vishwavah is the word. I'm just showing this for further samskara. So, I mean, when you keep hearing such things, when we later move on to the study of, say, Siddhantas or Samasas, if you have the previous samskara, it will be easier. But you need not actually remember this whole prakriya now at this stage. So, Vishwavah iti hakarantam pratipastam ityaram. किं भवति विश्ववाह् सु इत्यस्ति किं भवेत् वाट् शुड् बि द कार्यम् कार्यं भवति आल्रेडि कवर्ड् जनरल् हकारान्त वर्ड् वाट् विल् हापन् इन् इट् इस् किं भवति हल्गेभ्यदीर्घासुकस्य कृतं हल् इत्यनेन हकारस्य लोपो भवति विश्ववाह् इत्यस्ति. इदानीं हकारस्य पदान्तत्वात् कोढः इत्यनेन धत्वं भवति तस्य विश्ववाड् टैपिङ्ग् एव धत्वे कृते जलां दशं इत्यनेन दृष्टुम् अवसाने इति सत्त्वे विश्ववाट् विश्ववाड् इति रूपद्वयं. Just like we have little, we have two forms, Vishwavad, Vishwavad, Vishwavahav, Vishwavahaha. That's okay, okay, no. Adhyadishu Pratyayishu, Atra Karyam Nasti. Vishwavaham, Vishwavahav, Uti Bhavati. Vishwavah, Shas, Shas Pratyaye Parve, Kim Bhavet, Iti Prashnaham. Astataha, Hakarantasi, Kimapi Karyam, Navihitam. किन्तु अत्र अस्ति विज्ञानसम्प्रसारणं त्रिपदात्मकं सूत्रम् इक् यणः सम्प्रसारणं सेल्फ़् एक्स्प्लेनेटरि सूत्रम् अण्ड् संज्ञासूत्रम् अनेन सूत्रेण सम्प्रसारणम् इति संज्ञा विधीयते. सो ही नीड्स् टु डील् वित् संथिङ्ग् काल्ड् सम्प्रसारण. सो इस् फस्ट् डिफैनिङ्ग् वाट् इस् सम्प्रसारणम् इग्यणः सम्प्रसारणम् गोर्थः यणः स्थाने प्रयुज्यमानः यः इक् सः सम्प्रसारणसमयः स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः. यणः स्थाने इक् वाट् वि डू इन् इको यणसि इस् इक् लेटर्स् आर् रिप्लेस्ड् बै यण्. देर् आर् सर्टन् सूत्रास् सेट् आफ़् सूत्रास् विच् मेण्डेट् रिप्लेस्मेण्ट् आफ़् यण् लेटर् बै इक् दट् इस् इफ् देर् इस् अ यकार it would be replaced by e. There's a vakara, it would be replaced by u, etc. So, such cases where the yan has been replaced by ik, that is called samprasarana. Okay. So, that ik letter, which is being used in place of a yan letter, is called samprasarana. So, idaniyam kim, vaha ut, iti sutram asti. वाहः ऊठ् इति भस्य इत्यधिकारः असोसम्प्रसारणम् इति सूत्रात् सम्प्रसारणम् इत्यनुवृत्तिः अस्ति. भस्य वाहः सम्प्रसारणम् ऊठ् स्यात् वाहः वाह् इत्यस्य वह् धातोः उपधावृत्तौ यः वाह् इति जातं तस्य भस्य यदा भसंज्ञा विद्यते भसंज्ञा केन सूत्रेण भवति तदा भवति What is Bhasamya and when is it mandated? Yachibham iti sutrena Bhasamya vidhiyate Asarvanamasthaneshu Kapratyayavadhishu Yakaradishu Ajadishu cha Swadishu. So, Swadi pratyas other than Sarvanamasthana which are either Yakaradi or Ajadi. They will get Bhasamya by Yachibham. So, Bhasya, when the Vah Vahadhatu with Upadhari Yuga, it has Bhasamya, it gets Samprasarana. And the simply said Samprasarana would be Ukara for Vakara, but it is here specifically it is Oot. Nama Ukaraha. Thakara se Itsamya asti. So Oot, Ukaraha, Samprasaranam bhavati Vahaha. Vahaha nama Samprasarana should always be for a yan letter, and there is only one yan letter here which is V. So Vakarasya sthane Ukaraha Adesho bhavati. Saha Samprasaranam ityuchyate ityarthaha. Yena kim Vishvavah as ityasti Yachibham ityanena Bhasamyas. Because in Jas there was Sarvanamasthana, so there was no Bhasamya. But when you come to Shas, there is no Sarvanamasthana Samya and it is Ajadi. So we have Bhasamya. Bhasamyayam Satya Vah Oot ityanena Vakarasya sthane U Karaha Adeshaha. Vishwa U Ah Vah ityatra Vakarasya U Karaha Ah ityasti Asu ityasti. Vishwa U Ah Asu. Idhanim Samprasaranacha. So there are certain pairs of sutras which always come together. Say whenever you do Aat Agama, immediately you apply Aatascha. There should be Vriddhi. Similarly, whenever we do Samprasarana, immediately we use Samprasaranacha. Samprasaranat Iko yana chityataha achiti yana vartate Amipurvaha ityataha Purvaha Purvarupam bhavati ityataha Samprasaranat Achipare Amipurvaha. See, Amipurvaha is again another example. You have Amu, as soon as you do Ampratya, you always do Amipurvaha. Most of the cases. So, yeah. Ekah purva parayoho ityanena ekadeshaha. Kakorthaha. Samprasaranat achi. Whenever a samprasarana is followed by ach, any ach, purvarupam ekadeshaha syat. There will be purvarupa as the ekadesha for the two letters. Means you have U and A. Ayam samprasa, idam samprasaranam. Asmad achi pare, akare pare. Vayoho sthane purvarupam. Nama ukaraha adesho bhavati. Tena vishva uh as nijata janim kim bhavati kaha sandhi vishva uh what should be the sandhi guna vidhirechi. There is no H. This is ukara. Vishwa uh guna sandhi kim sutram ad gunaha avarnad achi gunaha ekadesha syat. Any other answers? Exactly. So there was a sutra as a apavada to guna. You have etyedhatyutsu. Atogune would not apply here because the following letter is not guna. Atogune applies when this happens to be a or o. So here the sutra which applies is etyedhatyutsu. Avarnat ejadyohu etyedhatyohu uthichapare. It was this example which is given there, but then it would not have, it would be difficult to sink in at that stage because we have not dealt with Shabdas. But now we collect it. Eti, ethati, utsu. When Akara is followed by ut,
there is vriddhi instead of guna. There should have been guna, but guna is overruled by vriddhi. Tena kim bhavati vishvauh asu gunaha akara ukara yohu vriddhihi nama aukaraha. So vishvauh asu sakarasya asasarishoruhu kharvasanyo visarjaniyaha kharvasanyo visarjayohu kritayohu vishvauhaha. So vishvavat vishvavahu vishvavahaha vishvavaham vishvavahu vishvauhaha vishvauha ajadishu pratyayeshu pareshu samprasaranam purvarupam vriddhihi etyathatyutsu iti vriddhihi vishvauha vishvavadbhyam haladishu pratyayeshu tu samprasaranam nas bhasamyayaha abhavad tatritu padasamyasti ittataha prodhaha iti bhatvam bhavati vishvavadbhyam vishvavadbhihi ityadini rupani vishvauha vishvavadbhyam vishvavadbhihi vishvauhe ityadi chandasyeva nvihi iti pakshe nijantad vichit. He says, if you remember initially when we did that derivation of vishvavaha, we applied a pratyaya nimi to vahadhatu. Vahadhatohu nimi pratyaya kataha. Kashchana pakshaha asti yatra saha nimi pratyaya. That nimi, couple of sutras before that, there is a sutra which is called chandasi sahaha. So some people say there is an anuvritti of chandasi, which means only in the Vedas this nvi pratyaya can be added. So that is what some people say, that the nvi, the suffix, can be used only in the Vedas. So how do we use this word in classical Sanskrit? If, I mean, in the Vedas there is prayoga and all this is fine, but what about in bhasha? So it says nijantad vichir. So there is another way in which you can derive the same pratipadika. You do nich pratyaya to that vahu. Then again, since nich is also nit, it again gets upadhavriddhi, it becomes vahu, it becomes vahi. And then you do another pratyaya which is called vich. Vich is a general pratyaya which can be applied both in the Vedas and Loka. So in vich, again you have the ni gets deleted. So you end up with vishvavahu. The same thing, but you are deriving from a different root. If it is if the contention is that nimi can be applied only in the Vedas. Iti pakshe. But there is also a paksha which says nimi can be used in the Lokas, so the derivation which we have done is fine. But there are others who do not accept that. So in that case, you have to do nich and then do vich and then get vishvavah. So now, vishvavah shabdaha. Haladishu pratyayeshu hodhaha iti dhattam. So everywhere you have, actually this should also be green, vishvavadbhyam. So in all these cases you have dhatva followed by jastva, so you get dha. Bhasamyayam, when it is followed by ajadi pratyayas, so you have vaha ut itinena samprasaranam bhavati. Samprasarane krite pururupe etye dhati utho iti dhattav vishvau iti bhavati. Vishvauhaha, vishvauha, vishvauhe, vishvauhaha, vishvauhi ityadi. Supi, again in Saptami Bahuvachana, you have an optional dhudagama. That will be vishvavatsu or vishvavatsu. So that's about vishvavah. Any question? Exactly. Right. So if there is no saprasarana, so if you have an ik letter followed by ach, we would have iko and ach, and you would end back with the same whatever we did, which is va. If you have u and a, it will become va again. There is just no point. So he removes that ach following ach by an. It's essentially retaining the samprasarana. okay, there are many cases where he has cha. He says amipurvaha samprasarana cha, which is when something is followed by am, you get purvaropa, also when followed by samprasarana. But because there is anuvritti, this cha can be deleted. There is one case where the bhashyakara says there are many chakaras which could be deleted in Ashtadhyayi, because he says here, for example, in samprasaranat cha, even if there is no chakara, you can samprasaranat, you, there is anuvritti of purva, there is anuvritti of achi, you can still do it. So, but the chakara is there. Panini, I mean, when you're speaking, he says, ami purva ha, samprasaranat cha, samprasaranat api purvarupam bhavati. That is all. So, there are some cases where chakara has a special role, but in this case, it's not that significant. Okay, there's a question by, you know, Vidyarthini, how do we decline? Like Nadi, yes. Vidyarthini would be like Nadi. You have Neep by, right, Vidyarthin, it is a Nakaranta. Since it is Nakaranta in Strilinga, you get Neep, so it becomes Ikaranta. All nakarantas are like that. You have dandin, it becomes dandini. You have gunin, it becomes gunini. All of them become ikarantas. And would be like nadishandra. Okay. So now moving on with hakarantas. Hakarantaha pullingaha anaduh shabdaha. Anaha is shakatam, shakataha. Ana is a cart. Anaha vahati, nama shakatam vahati ityarthe, anaduh ityarthi, vrishabhaha ityarthaha. Anaduh means bull or an ox. So anaduh ityasmat suprateha kriyate. Chatur anaduhor am udantaha. It is supram. Trini padani samthi. Chatur anaduhoho. For chatur and for anadu, am udattaha, am bhavati, sacha udattaha. Itot sarvanamasthane, iti sutra, sarvanamasthane, iti namit. Sarvanamasthane pare, etayoho, am iti, agamo bhavati. Am is an agama, it is a mit. Okay? So, mitvat antyadachah paraha, midaswa antyadachah paraha, antyadachah paraha, am iti agamah bhavati. Anayoho, am syat sarvanamasthane pare, so udattaha, and it is udatta, he says. Now, when you have anaduh su, because there is sarvanamasthana samya, you have an option of doing this am. But there is also another sutra, sav anaduhaha, sau anaduhaha, achinadyor num ityataha, at ityanavartate, num ityapi anavartate. Orthaha asya nama anaduh shabdasya num syat sau pare numagamaha bhavati suprateye pare. So now you see there are two sutras. One sutra says when followed by a sarvanamasthana it gets am, and this sutra says when there is a suprateya it gets num. Okay. So now what would we do? Which of these two should we apply? How do we decide? How do we decide? Should we apply am chaturanaduha or amudantaha, or should we apply savanaduha? Gopanji says, Samanaduhaha prevails because it is a specific sutra. Which is correct. So how do we define resolve clashes. One is by Sutra Sankhya, but that is not the one which should be applied first. First you have to see if there is an Utsarga Apavada or Sadhara Utsarga Vishesha Bhava. See, Chaturandhu for Amudataha is mandated for all Sarvanamasthanas. It's a general sutra. Rasavanaduha applies only in Su, which is a specific sutra. So when there is a general sutra and a specific sutra, it is always specific sutra which applies. So if there is a question, should we apply Am or Bloom? Both of them are Agamas, which means they should be done Antyadajah Paraha. So in that case, we have to apply Savanaduha and we cannot apply Chaturanaduha or Amudataha. But for Rupa Siddhi, we need both. We need to do Am and then do Noom. So he says, Aath ityadhikarat avaranat paroyam Numa. So from Achinadyor Numa, we are also bringing in Aath. Aath means avaranat. So he says, since there is anuruti of Aath, this Num, the Numagama, should be following an Avarna. Avarnat Parapaha Numagamo Bhavati. So now, initially when you have Anaduha, there is no Avarna. Okay. So what do we do? We do Aam first. Chaturanaduha Ramudataha Itanena Aam Kriyate. So once we do Aam, we have the Akara, which is Avarna. Once we get the Avarna, we do Num following that. Okay. This is a very special case. That is why he says, Aat Ityadhikarat Avarnat Paroyam Numa. Ataha Vishesha Vihitena Api Numa Aam Nabadhyate. So even though Num is Vishesha Vihita and therefore should prevail, should overrule Aam. But since it says because of this interpretation, Numa Aam Nabadhyate. Num does not overrule Aam. So you have Sutra number Chaturanaduha Ramudataha is not overruled by Savanaduha. Both of them apply. First we have Aam and then you have Num. Similarly, Amacha Nu Nabadhyate. Immediately next you will see this sutra, Am Sambuddhav. Chaturanaduho Ramudattaha, Am Sambuddhav. In Sambuddhi, in Sarvanamasthana you have Am, in Sambuddhi you have Am. Now, if there was a question, should we do in Sambuddhi, should we do Savanaduhaha or Am Sambuddhav? In this case, Am is Vishesha Vihita. Savanaduhaha will apply both in general Prathama Vibhakti and Sambodhana Prathama. Whereas this Am can apply only in Sambodhana Prathama. So therefore, Am would be Vishesha Vihita. So if there was a clash between Savanaduhaha and Am Sambuddhav, Am Sambuddhav would overrule Num. Ama Num Badheta. Kintu Atrapi Tathaiva. Even here, since there is no Avarna in case of Anaduhu, you first do Am and then do Num. So Amacha Nu Na Badhyate. So he says because of anuvritti of Aath, there is no Badhya Badhaka Bhava between Numagama and either Amagama or Amagama. We do both of them in a sequence. So we have Anaduha Su Chaturanaduha Ramudattaha Ityanena Antyadajah Paraha Amagamaha. So we do Antyadajah Paraha Antyaha Achbhavati Ukaraha Ukarat Paratsena Aam Akaraha Agamaha Kriyate. So Anadu Aah Su Ityasti Iko Anasi Ityanena Yana Deshe Anadvah Su Ijatam Idani Akaraha Asti Aath Paratsena Savanaduhaha Ityanena Avaranath Paraha Numagamaha Nama Nakaragamaha Anadvan Khu Su Ityajatam Yani Halgyabhyo Dirghat Ityanena Sakarasya Lopaha Anadvan H Ityasti Sanyogantasya Lopaha Sanyogantam Yat Padam Tadantasya Lopaha Syat. This is the Sanyoga of Nakara and Hakara. The H gets deleted by Sanyogantasya Lopaha. So you have Anadvan as the Rupa. So I have two questions here. Num Vidhana Samarthyat Vasustram Su Iti Dattvam. We see this sutra immediately afterwards. Vasustramsu dhvamsu anaduham daha. It says for anaduha at the end of a pada, the hakara is replaced by dakara. That is the sutra which comes later. So here also he says, can we replace the nakara by dakara? Because there it does not say hakara. At the end of a pada, when there is padanta, there is dakara desha, is what the sutra tells. So can we replace this nakara by dakara is the question. Tada uchyate num vidhana samarthya. Because he says num, if this na was converted to dakara, then there was no point in doing num. Okay, we could have directly converted the hakara to dakara. Okay. So num vidhana samarthyat, by the fact that he has specially mandated num, dattva will not happen. The num has to be heard, the nakara is to be heard, and dattva will not happen. So it remains as anadvan. That is one question. One more question, can we apply nalopah pratipadikantasya? You have rajan, where you do upadhadirga, it becomes rajan. You say nalopah pratipadika samyakam yat padam, tadantasya nakarasya lopahasya. So if there is an akaranta, if it is both a pratipadika and a pada, so at the end of it, the nakara would get deleted. Sanyoganta lopasya asiddhatvat nalopo na. Thing is, you have done sanyogantasya lopaha. Right. It is 8 to 23, whereas Naloba Pratipadikanta says 8 to 7. Purvatra Siddham Ityanena Sayogantasya Lopaha Iti Lopaha Hakara Lopaha Nalopam Prati Asiddhaha. So as far as Naloba Pratipadikanta says is concerned, there is a Hakara here. So if there is a Hakara, Nakara is not at the end. So it cannot be deleted. So it remains as Anadvan. Prathamaika Vachane Anadukh Shabdasya Anadvan Iti Rupo. There is some famous thing from the Vedas, some Shanti Mantra. It says, Dogthri Dhenur Vodhan Advan Ityadi. So it's a prayer. He says, Dhenuhu Dogthri, let the cows give lot of milk. Vodha Anadvan, Anadvan, let the bulls, Vodha, have the capacity to bear or to carry or to flow, whatever. So Vodha Anadvan. It is used in the Veda. It is also used quite some places in Loka. Am Sambuddhau. So, Chaturanaduho Ramudattaha Ityataha Chaturanaduho Ityena Vartate. Chaturanaduho Am Syat Sambuddhau. So, when it's followed by Sambuddhi, which is Ekavachana, Prathama Ekavachana in Sambodhana, you have Am Agama. Amaha Apavadaha. So Am is an apavada for Am. In all Sarvanamasthana you get Am, but in Sambuddhi you get Am Agama. He Anaduh Su Ityasti. He Anadu Ah Su. Antyadatah Paraha Amagamaha Ukarat Paraha Akaraha Iko Enasi Ityanena Enadeshe Krute Anadvah Jatam Idanim Akarat Paraha Numagamaha Samanaduha Ityanena He Anadvan H Su. The rest of the steps are same. Halgyamhyaha Ityanena Sulopaha Sayogantasya Lopaha Ityanena Nilopaha He Anadvan Iti Bhavati. So Amagame Krite Akaraha Shruyate Anadvan, Amagame Krite Akara Shruyate He Anadvan. You have anaduh au, this will be a hraswa again. You have again au prateya parepi amagamaha bhavati, because it is in all sarvanamasthana. So anadu ahau enachi, iko enachi itinena enadeshe krute anadvahau, anadvan, anadvahau, anadvahaha. He anadvan, he anadvahau, he anadvahaha, anadvaham, anadvahau, anaduhaha. So once we cross Saranamasthana, there is no amagama. So we have anaduh as krutve visarge anaduhaha, anaduha shasi sarvanamasthana prabhavena amagamo nabhavati. Then when you have anaduh bhyam, okay, vasu sramsu dhvam svanaduham daha. The sutram padadvayameva vasustramsu dhvamsu anaduham etesham sarvesham daha dakaraha adesho bhavati padasya adhikaraha tasasho rupo ityataha sa ityanuvartate. Santa vasvantasya, vasu is a pratyaya, Okay, there are several pratyas which are called kvasu, vasu, etc. So, santa vasvantasya. So, when those pratyayantas ending in sakara, okay, samsvadeshcha, and for these three, sramsu, dhamsu are two roots, dhatus, etayohu, anaduha, and the word anaduha. For all these, daha syat padante. At the end of a pada, you get dakara as the adesha. So here you have anaduku. So anaduku bhyam is setter. Hakara sisthane, dakara adesha. So stramsubham sanaduham daha. Anadud bhyam. Anaduha, anadud bhyam, anadud bhihi. Ityadi rupani. Santa iti kim? It's a question about the sutra. So the sutra artha said, santa vasvantasya. Question is, vasu, the pratyaya always ends in sakara. Okay, so whether it is vasu or vasu. So why should you say santa vasvantasya when it is sakara anta? Vidvan. Vidvan, the root word is vidvas. Vidvas it is sakara anta shabdaha, vasu pratyaya anta. But in prathamaika vachana, the vidvas, it gets numagama, it gets dirgha, and the sakara gets deleted. Sakarasya lopo bhavati. Lope krate vidvan iti nakaranta masti. So when there is no sakaranta, you do not have this dakaradesha. Okay? Only when it is vidvas bhyam, it is tete vidvad bhyam, vidvad bhihi. That is how we get all those forms. When there is no sakara, there is no dakaradesha. Padanta iti kim. So only at the end of a pada, this sutra would apply. Srastam, dhastam, srasudhatohu, kta prateye, bhutakale kta prateye kte, you have srasutta, dhvasutta. So since this is not padanta, there is no padasamya there, the sakara is not replaced by dakara. So santa iti kim, vidvan, padanta iti kim, srastam, dhastam. So if you come back to anadukha, sarvanamasthaneshu am agamah. So you see in all five, su, au, jas, am, au, you have am agama. Whereas in case of sambuddhi, it is am. Okay. In addition, supratyaye pare sam anadukha hatyanena numagamopi bhavati. Aat paraha, akarat paratvena num. So anadvan, anadvan. Anyatra tu kevala mama agamaha, anadvahau anadvahaha, ityadi. Haladishu pratyayeshu, and in all other cases where there is a haladi pratyaya, vasustram sudham sanaduham daha, ityanena, hakarasthisthane dakaradeshu bhavati. Then anadudh bhyam, anadudh bhihi, ityadi. So in su, you have anadudh su, karichaitanena chatve, anadudh su. In other ajadis, you have no change. Anadukhu asu, anadukha. Any questions? The end of this, there are several some pieces extracted from Kavyas where whatever we have studied yesterday and today, there are some prayogas of those Hakaranta words. So by next class, it would be nice if you can just go through, find out which are the Hakarantas and work out their prakriya. Okay. Quite easy. Krishnanghi Padma Madhulin Napunat Vishishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrajina Vaheshu. Peace from the Bhagavata. There is also a Sandhi, but this is quite crazy. And from the Mahabhashya, we have all this in the file. I'll upload it by today or tomorrow, so you can. There is a list of some 7 or 8 prayogas from various places, so you can look at it and find out which is the word and the prakriya. Okay. You don't need to send me anything, it's just you work it out, so we'll discuss it by next in the next class before we move on. ekashabdaha sushtugnyataha suprayuktaha sarge loke kamadha bhavati. This is what the Bhashyakara says in Mahabhashya. Kamatma pragyamanicha mitradhruk sarvashankitaha akarta chakratajnyastra tekta dharma kriyanditaha. In the Mahabharata. Tatkathyatam Mahabhaga yadi Krishna kathashrayam athavasya padambhoja makaranda liham satam. Yaetan martyamuddishya bhagavatya pratidruhi druhyatyagya prathadrushtihi tattvato vimukho bhavet. Bhagavatam. Tasyatha kamadhubdhenuhu vasishthasya mahatmanaha utta kaman prayachheti sa kaman diduhe tataha. Anobhir anaduddyuktais tamanugyapya gokulam. In this case there is actually no Subanta form, but just an application of a sutra which we saw just now. It's anaduddyuktaihi. Soyam dudmarsha hradayo brahmadhrupcha lokepakirtim mahatim avapsyati. And the last one. Anadvaham subratamyo dadati halasya vodhara manantavirhyam Durandharam balavantam yuvanam prapnoti lokan dashadhenu dasya. There are some 7 or 8 prayogas. Just go through them and see. There is nothing very special, but just to show where these words have been used in literature. So I think we'll stop here. In Akshya Samam Namadhigam Maheshwara Tratsnam Vyakaranam Prokkam Tasmai Pandhaye Namaha Nitrayan Namaskatya Tarukti Parihavya Cha Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaudi Vimbiratsyate. Thank you.